What is discipline? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest student who is 85. And this month we are talking about discipline. Last month we talked about goal setting. And discipline is one of those things that you need in order to reach the goal that you're working towards. But how do we define discipline to our younger students? And it's really simple. I do what needs to be done before I play. It helps the younger kids to understand that they need to make sure that they get their work done before they start pulling out their toys, building with their Legos. If we're disciplined, we take care of the boring stuff before we start to play, before we get engaged in something else, before we lose our focus on what we're supposed to be doing. And for younger kids, sometimes it's easier to help them see what isn't discipline. So at home, maybe it's, hey, we're gonna be cleaning our room. And then all of a sudden you find them downstairs watching their favorite show on TV. Is this discipline right now? Is this what we're supposed to be working on? Not getting angry, not getting mad, not doing anything other than what are we supposed to be doing right now, now that we're not being disciplined. So if we want to be disciplined, we have to get our work done before we start to play. And so whenever we can point that out and develop that awareness of what they should be doing, we help to reinforce what discipline actually is. Achieving black belt is all about discipline. Even when you change grades in school or change jobs at work or a multitude of different things can happen that could take us off of our goal of achieving black belt. But if we're disciplined, I always come to class on these days, then we know that we will continue to move forward, that we will continue to learn and grow, that we will continue to work towards that goal and then achieve it, because that's what our discipline does for us. So when we're talking about discipline, we want to make sure that we are continuing to set those goals and we are continuing to maintain that focus, because discipline is not being focused, it is being distracted by other things. So what are some tips and tricks that we can do to help remain disciplined? I myself work best with a timer. So if I need to wash the dishes, if I need to do some other activity, mow the lawn, who knows, pick something. A lot of times I'll set a timer and I'll race it. Like, how fast can I get this particular task done so that I can stay focused, because the timer is actually grounding me to that particular task, to that particular activity. So, you know, setting timers is a good way to remain disciplined. Another good way to remain disciplined is to have whatever it is that you're working towards for your goals, for your ideas, for your future, those types of things. Write it down and have it front and center, whether it's on your fridge or on the door to your room or wherever it is that you see it every day. A friend of mine I know actually put like their goal on a little post-it on their bathroom mirror, so they saw it every time they brushed their teeth. And it just reinforced, hey, this is what you're working towards. Keep that front and center. Keep that discipline. Stay focused. If you are setting a goal, maybe you break it into smaller steps. And each time you achieve that step, you get to rip that note down because you've accomplished that piece and you're one step closer to it. Whatever it takes to help you stay focused and you stay disciplined and you stay the course on the goals that you are trying to, that you have set for yourself, that's how you get to achieve them. Because they're front and center and you are demonstrating your discipline the entire time. So as we talk about discipline this month, we are going to talk about remaining focused. Absolutely. We are going to talk about what it looks like in different groups, like when we're working with teams. We're going to talk about what's going to help us show our discipline. And, you know, we're going to talk about all the things that we gain when we show discipline this month. So remember, I do what needs to be done before I play. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.